feels like. Feels like.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on in.
And this is what it feels like.
Welcome to the Afterthought Podcast. This is what it feels like on a Wednesday. We going up.
Yes, sir.
The only reason I survive, because a nigga is special first. You get successful, ooh, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gonna test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure first.
I'm just giving y'all a little bit. Just giving y'all a little bit. Come on in. Come on in. If you
know why we had to play that.
You know why we had. This is what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute, Jay.
Black
face. In the word of a great poet, finally, we have come back to podcast on a Wednesday. But
so
yeah,
good.
Man, how you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling blessed, feeling thankful, you know. I'm looking forward. New month.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday month.
When's the birthday? Looking Tell the people to... at home. Tell the people at home. And then give them your Cash App right after that.
Oh, we got a couple episodes before the 18th.
Nah, I'll fuck it with
you. You know how we're going to go up.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, shout out to all the Aries celebrating. Because let me tell you something. This time last year, ain't none of us was doing a damn thing. It was back-to-back Zoom party after Zoom party after Zoom party.
You had the plug to all the virtual parties. Let me just say that. Like, I know.
But I don't know how I feel about being a virtual party plug. Like, I mean, it's nice, but at the same time, it ain't outside.
I mean, it ain't like the brunches. Let's just get right to it, what you really want to say. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like what we used to have. So I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, you know, it's a blessing to be here, because, you know, we was just talking about it earlier real quick. Speaking of brunch.
Yes, sir.
2 years ago today, we lost the late, great Nipsey Hussle. So rest in peace to Nip. And Joe and I were together when we heard the news.
Yes, sir.
We had just been in Rockin' Miss. Great time, great Sunday. And I remember you came up to me and was like, yo, did you hear this? And I was like, nah. You was like, yo, they shot Nip. I never forget it.
Because it was like a wave that went over us. We kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like,
yeah.
Shit's crazy. But you know what, man? It's one of them things. He's in a better place. Shout out to Nip. You know what I'm saying? That's why I did what I did. That's why I started the show. You know, like a real G show.
Yeah. So the people knew what was up. Producer ready with the button. Let's go.
R.I.P. Nip.
We don't own the rights to this, but we always will celebrate a champion. We will celebrate a champion.
All right. You see what we're trying to do here. It's Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Yo, a lot has happened.
Yes.
Last time you seen our faces. I was in Atlanta. And we're going to get right to it. You know, one of the best cities to do comedy. Those that know, those that have done comedy, especially the Uptown Comedy Corner. Shout out to Angelo, the owner of Uptown Comedy Corner down in Hapeville, Georgia. And my guy, Malcolm, the GM over there. First of all, amazing hospitality, JP. And when I say that, like just you know, it, you know, we've done Atlanta before. This isn't our first time. October, you know, the gang went down there. When I say the gang, Javon Johnson. Shout out to my guys, Javon, Emerson, Kay Smith, and myself. And, you know, we put on something that was definitely memorable. But this trip right here, shit. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not even tooting our own horn, but, you know, the love that they give us, you know, gave us this time around was just amazing. It felt good, you know.
I believe it.
You saw the line. Did you see that line?
Bro, I saw, let me tell you something. Between your IG, Kay Smith. Oh, and shout out to your special guest too, JJ.
Oh, of course. I was like, Queens was in the building.
Yo, I was like, damn, this motherfucker is packed.
We like, packed that.
I was like, oh, y'all was sold out. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Everybody outside. I was like, wow.
And it felt good, you know, because I think what was like I said, we definitely produced it. But it's always good, like I said, to put, you know, those in the city. Shout out to Mario Torre. Mario Torre being one of the realest dudes in Atlanta right now. He's got a dope room on Tuesdays. But not only that, he murdered the Friday night joint. And when I say murdered, he opened up a can of whoop ass like Stone Cold Steve Austin would say. But everybody did their thing, man. I'm not even going front, man. I got no. Like I said, the shows were great, you know. It was just a lot of love, man. And let me just tell you something. They don't want us to be great in Atlanta. And when I say that, the food
option. How you figure, man?
Listen.
It's always love in the A.
Listen. The food is great. I'm not complaining. What I'm saying is they don't want us to be great because that goddamn Bojangles, if you've never been to, I got to close my eyes when I say this. If you've never been, if you've never been, Jay, those that's why.
Oh, I have.
If you've never been to Atlanta, then you don't know nothing about Bojangles. But that goddamn Bojangles did some shit. First of all, they already had amazing chicken. That's the equivalent to the Popeyes in a lot of ways. I want to be like, that's like New York's Popeyes. But they got these biscuits down there, man. These blueberry biscuits. And what
those,
they do is...
Those blueberry biscuits.
Bro.
And not my blueberry biscuits.
Bro.
Not my blueberry biscuits.
They put icing on the motherfuckers now. Oh, they got the nerve. This shit is...
Oh, my goodness.
Sugar intake through the roof is what I'm saying. And you know, down in Atlanta, they put honey and hot sauce on their chicken. That is a dangerous ass combination. Do you hear me? Oh man, and then they got another spot called the Cookout. You ever heard of this shit, Jay?
Bro, I've been at the Cookout plenty of times.
You couldn't even get the words out fast enough. That's how I know you meant to.
Yo, Cookout on a late night.
Yeah.
Cheap, inexpensive, but good.
Yeah.
My favorite part about Cookout is the milkshake. I was gonna say I like the milkshakes. Like those
milkshakes. No, those shits is fucking blizzards, McFlurries.
Whatever. That ice cream shit that they give you is solid. But Cookout is a fascinating place. Talk about it, because you can get like all kinds of things. Like they don't just specialize in like burgers.
No.
Or chicken or fish or fry. Like they have like everything.
Hey, wings. If I can describe it to the folks listening, listening live on the digital platforms or the virtual or the live right now. The Cookout is like a drive-through diner. Pretty much it's everything the diner has, but it's cheaper than the diner. And it's first of all, they got double drive-through lines. That's how you know. When you see two lines stacked for fucking fast food, you know it's on hit. You already know it's on hit. So, and Atlanta is, you know, the culture of Atlanta is so dope. You could be down there for about 3 hours, and you fuck around and start talking like you was born and raised in goddamn Buckhead. You know what I'm saying? Because they say goddamn before everything, like goddamn graduation.
All the time. But man, let me tell you something. The crazy part about Atlanta now is like it feels like everybody from New York is out there now.
Everybody's going to Atlanta right now. That's a central for comedy. That's number one right now. Because New York is coming back. New York right now is like an NBA team that's going through a lot of injuries right now. And we are rebuilding.
Yo,
right.
COVID. Let me tell you something. COVID took us out.
COVID took us out.
Worse than Patrick Ewing's knees, man.
We like. Shout out to Christina. I see you. We like number 10th in the East at that. Like we terrible right now. Like, but things is opening up and things are getting better. So we're getting back into the standings of comedy. Speaking of that, a lot of things is opening up. When I say that, you know, A lot of venues are opening up. We're able to do more. And plus, the summer is coming. So what better time than get ready for the spring to open up?
Yo.
Dean, I see you, baby.
Yo, one thing I gotta do a huge big shout out. We talking about Atlanta real quick.
Atlanta was amazing.
Let me tell you something. Next time y'all in the A and I'm out there, we gotta go check my home girl, the super dope Ola. You know, running things over at Oak ATL.
I'm gonna say this, like, you gotta come to the next trip. Because we'll be going back probably end of August. The crew is getting another production.
Okay, then I'm there.
Here's the difference. We go from having four shows to we're going to be having a seven-show weekend. That's right. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and an amazing early show on Sunday. So UGK will be back in Atlanta in the fall.
Saturday, that's beautiful.
Early here on the Afterthought Podcast. So, to the team. We did our fucking thing.
Yes. So I'm going to... We definitely gonna have, when we out there, we gonna have to show love. Shout to everybody at Oak. Shout to my brother Will, my brother DJ Knox.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. They got one of the dopest little podcasts lined up out there. Mm-hmm. Like, pause for applause, lined up. Yeah. Shout out to all my family at BQE Restaurant and Lounge. I be in the A.
Hey, I wanna ask you this. When you travel, you know, I'm a travel, you know, often, and especially more so during the pandemic. I travel, I think, in more cities in my goddamn life. I'm not trying to flex, but I know it sounds like flex. But I've stayed in a lot of hotels in the last year. And when I say that, I'm very particular when I stay in hotels. You know how we are. You're a Hilton guy. You look like a Hilton guy. You're a Hilton guy. And Jay is always telling me, listen, your stay is very important. I don't care if somebody's putting you in a hotel or you're putting yourself in a hotel. Being comfortable for a long week, because how we did in Atlanta, we get down there usually 3-4 days early. We do a run of other shows. You know, we hung out with K-Dub and Quick and did some shows over there. And I just feel like it's important to make sure that, you know, that you're comfortable. And I say that to say this is because, you know, I can't have no uncomfortable hotel. I'm just going to say that.
For sure.
Like, I needs me with an S. I needs me. How about you, man? How you feel about when you're traveling and, you know, staying in a hotel?
That's essential. I think my accommodations where I stay at, even if I know I might be outside a lot, I know. My room has to be legit, has to be solid. Cause the one thing about when you on the road is like, no matter how lit you get or how much fun you having outside, when you come in, that hotel room is still your space.
Word.
So you want to be as comfortable in that space.
You said it.
Feel as secure in that space.
Yep.
You know.
I was in Colorado Springs and I had a shower that had double shower heads. You ever been in one of those where a shower head coming from both sides and you in there looking like Tomb Raider? Like Lara Croft in the fucking shower. Some type of fucking Legend of the Hidden Temple. Some shit is happening. But it was amazing. Like, you go to these different places, and like you said, a hotel, because ain't nothing worse than staying in a hotel you thought you got a steal, but you really caught a W. You caught an L, not a W. You caught an L. Like, terrible.
Let me tell you.
The bed ain't comfortable. You just like, this some bullshit right here.
That's why when you travel, I give, like, you know what? This ain't pro tip segment, but I'll give you a early one.
Tell them.
Make sure you sign up and get hotel rewards, airline rewards.
Invest in that.
Because that is a safe investment.
Very safe.
So whether you go with the Marriott family, I'm a Hilton guy, but those also include like 40 different properties from like the Four Seasons, Waldorf Astoria, all of that's under Hilton.
Facts.
So I would sit here and say invest in those things so that this way you can get discounts.
Yeah,
you get respect put on your name. You get points put on your name. You're saving money on your trips, on your flights.
Put in your name.
Nah.
Because JP the type of dude to walk in and start flashing his member card. Like, nigga, you got to sign it.
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, Joe. In a heartbeat. The moment, and it's unfortunate that I have to do that.
Yes,
but
sir.
You know, when you travel or when you move a certain way, especially us, as young black men, the one thing that they that if they don't know any better, when you go into these different cities and towns, they'll look at you like, who the hell are you? No, hey. I am the entertainer. I am the headliner.
That's respect.
Like when you come into their city, Joe.
Yep.
Someone is making sure these things are lined up and taken care of.
There you go.
Like they should treat me accordingly. Don't act like you don't act like you're doing me a favor. These places they like to act like they're doing you a favor. No.
Stop sleeping on the toiletry game. Let me tell you something. You motherfuckers, some of y'all is traveling like you in the fucking fourth grade. You're traveling. Make sure you're prepared when you're on the road, because ain't nothing worse than not having being moisturized. And when I say that, I don't fuck with that hotel body lotion. Let me tell you
something. Oh, this is the perfect segue, Joe, because I got something for you.
Oh, goodness. Hotel body lotion is the goddamn worst.
The worst. First
of all, it starts with the water. I don't know where they get this shower water from. But I feel like they get this shit fucking like some sort of galley. But I be driving. You ever take a shower in the hotel? You be like, where the fuck they get this water from? I'm trying to figure out why that feel like it's cracking right now. And then
let me tell you something.
Wait, Jay. What I'm saying
finish that. I got something for you. Finish that.
You got your toiletries right. You got your toothbrush. You know your toothpaste. You got your tea liner if you want to, you know, tap.
Yeah.
You know, what else? You need your coconut oil. You need
your baby powder.
Your baby powder.
Your travel cologne. Your travel smell goods. Cause you know. You got your cologne for the impressive dates. But then you got your regular go-to. You gotta have a nice travel one that you don't mind losing if it gets lost, but it's solid because you know. When you're moving,
I got the toiletry bag. Like I'm walking into an NBA game. I got the little.
Oh yeah, me too.
I got the fly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Of course.
You gotta have your toiletry because I think that's important. But yeah, I don't know how we got into hotels, but what up, cuz? Shout out to everybody on here. We live on Facebook. If you wanna watch the show right now live, go to Facebook Live, the Afterthought Podcast Live. YouTube Live, just type in the Afterthought Podcast. You'll see us each and every Wednesday. We here. I'm here. JP Campbell's here. We talking about a bunch of shit, but we're gonna talk about some serious shit now. Little Nas.
Yeah, let me mention this real quick because you made the great segue, even though he's talking about something light before we get something serious.
Because we're going into the Little Nas X thing real quick.
But what I want to talk about when you're talking about lotion and products, it's funny I have this here with me.
What you got there?
Because you know. This thing is called Secret.
That better be black owned.
Let me tell you something. They allow individual. Now, I'm telling you right now. Shout out to my god sister, Christina. Christina and Tiff and their whole crew. They just came back from Vegas. And they allow them to be independent sales distributors. Like, they own their own narratives and percentages of what it is that they're selling. And when I'm telling you, the product is lit. As soon as I get my haircut and I show you.
What's the brand?
Oh, my goodness. It's called Secret. And it's literally minerals that come from the Dead Sea. Independent. Go hit my god sister on Instagram. Like, I'm telling you, it is a game changer. Shout to Christina Stewart.
Shout out to her for having that.
Yes.
Well, we
at Omashi Beautiful, and she has all that information there. Omashi Beautiful, just like that. And they just came back. But Joe, it's to my point about not only just black-owned business, but also diversifying streams of income. Mm-hmm. And she's doing it, helping people not only maintain they like everything. Like once I get this shape up and everything, I'm telling you, outside, I'm gonna be outside, skin popping, everything.
Nigga back. Like, I'm back in the finals.
I'm back like I never left. But I think it's important to highlight that, you know, this last day of Women's History Month, we got Black-owned businesses. We got Black women making big movements out here. So of support them. And when you mentioned that, every I was like, day, this is the perfect the stuff.
Not just the end of this month. I'm saying
every month. Yeah. It don't stop after today. It don't stop because today the 31st. We're going to keep going.
My guy Vaughn said I would support more Black-owned skin products if I wasn't allergic to shea butter. Nigga, you need Vaseline, that nigga. That's what you need.
Yeah, you do.
To olive oil. Yes.
But to that point,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, when they come from all of these events and all of these things, like, she's the perfect console. Like, they have things for people who have allergies. So, like, I'm allergic to nuts and peanuts. So, you know, sometimes places have...
I'm playing.
I know, but sometimes they got places where, you know, the product be mixed with other stuff. So you got to be careful with what's going in your skin, what's going in your body. And they know all of that.
We're going to give her the proper joint and we're going to do a business spotlight and get her.
Oh, yeah, we do that later for sure. I just wanted to mention it because you mentioned toiletries. And I'm like, bro, this would be the perfect case. This is what I keep in the toiletry bag.
Whether folks want to talk about it or not, Lil Nas X got a video out right now.
Yes.
And a lot of people have their own opinions. We got to share ours. It's the Afterthought podcast. Now, when I first seen it, I was frying some chicken. I was minding my business. Frying some chicken, minding my business. And I looked at the screen, and it was kind of one of them things where you just like, from an artistic standpoint, I saw what he was doing. I saw all the different signs, the symbols, and all that shit. And I'm like, wow. Like, the agenda is, you know, the agenda, the artistic is dope. And then I was just like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, time out. Time out. And then the sneaker shit came out. Now, again, I'm entitled to my own opinion. I'm a parent. I'm sure there's kids that look up to that. But I think we got to be mindful. Or you know what? To be honest, they probably not even trying to be mindful. It's not even me when I say we got to be mindful. So I'm not even speaking for me. I just think that they're not trying to be mindful of that. And I think the agenda is being pushed. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I wasn't raised to be worshiping no devil at anywhere. I'm just going to say that. That's just me personally. And I don't
agree.
I don't do nothing like that. And everybody believes in what they believe. But I will say, on the other hand, I've seen a lot of women artistically dance and do videos before. So, like, I'm sure there's people that's going to say, well, you know, there's some women that have done the same exact thing he did. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very, you know, but everybody is entitled to their opinion. So what you think of it, Jay?
I think I'm going to be honest. I'm a Christian. Like, we keep it real on this podcast. I'm a Christian. Do I backslide all the time? Do we all sin? Of course we do. What I'm trying to sit here and say, though, is that I think there are limitations and there are things where people can draw their own lines and say what is or isn't acceptable for them.
Correct.
And with certain visuals and what they're portraying, people can sit here and say, I'm not comfortable with that, or I don't think that that's okay. Yes. And it can all, and it's not rooted in any sort of bigotry. It's not rooted in any sort of hatred. It's not rooted in any sort of, they're only saying this because he's a homosexual. Like, nah, it has nothing to do with that. Like, no, I think we need to, I think sometimes when we get too extremes, it's kind of like, oh, everyone's just saying they're mad or wants to talk religion about it because it has to do with the sexuality. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, no. I think there are a lot of, like, we know. Like, let's be very clear. We have a bunch of homosexual. We have a bunch of LGBTQ.
Everybody got somebody homosexual, lesbian, dyke, somebody, somebody in their damn family.
We have them in our families. They are in our churches. They are in our schools. Right. They are in our communities. And we love them just the same. Let me be very clear. They deserve every single right. And they do not deserve to ever be targeted, discriminated against,
I agree,
disrespected, abused, anything at all just because of who they choose to identify themselves as or who they choose to sleep with. Like, let me tell you something. Like, they not in my bed. They not exactly. paying my bills. Why do I care? And why should you?
But time out.
Now,
when you saw the blood, when you saw that blood in that sneaker.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that because I just want to make that point very clear before I go to this. Because I see so many people lumping all these things together. Everyone's just saying it like, and no, I think people have the right to, I think people have the right to criticize. Like, I know I will, because those images and what they're projecting and of what course. It is that they represent are very hurtful.
Yeah, they can triggers a lot. I get that.
They can be very triggering to other people too. You know, unfortunately, people who feel as though they've been oppressed or they've been marginalized, and I'm sure as a black gay man, he's definitely felt that.
Oh,
he definitely. As a black man, you feel that.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that his actions or his behaviors are, because he's been marginalized, are free to be deemed as okay or acceptable because, because he's been marginalized. If someone else feels a type of way, so what? Like, you don't get to choose how someone feels. And I'm like, no. We have to be very, very, very careful with that because that's not okay. And if you're a Christian or you're a faith believer of any kind, or even if you're not, and you're just sitting here saying that type of imagery, you could be an atheist and sit here and say, look.
You said you could be an atheist.
And be like, yo, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
And it's okay for you to say that. And I know I hear people, and I want to hear your take on this.
A lot of Ghostbusters, goddammit.
Yeah. I want your take on this as a parent.
What up, Kenny?
Because I know parents have perspectives, and I want to know your take as a parent. But I think, you know, we have to all be able to understand that, like, you can't control everything your kid will or won't see. You're not around them 24 hours a day. So as much as everyone sits here and says, well, if you don't want a kid to see it, then do a better job of removing it.
Listen.
I think parents, I'm not a parent, but I can sit here and tell you, parents have it pretty damn hard now. And with everything being virtual now, the way the kids are in school, the way they're in everything virtually now, all it takes is one click down and one click up while your parent is working and the computer has access to it.
Listen,
for them to see these things.
Off the computer, I see little kids. I've been seeing kids travel from the Lower East Side to the Heights for years. I'm an educator. Gary's an educator. I've seen kids become adults at 5 years old. So society has already pushed that agenda. And when I say society, parents with circumstances, whatever you want to place on it. In terms of the sneakers, in terms of, you know, you got a shield, I think you can't focus on, like you said, you can't focus on what is being displayed because kids is going to see it anyway. Their friends, somehow it's going to get into their view at some point of
it. Yeah.
You can't worry about that. My mother always said, you got to instill that shit in here. You got to put your kids' minds and put them on to the game. You got to put them on to the game. I'm not saying push a religion on them. But looking at that, my son is 11 years old, and he used the term dad. Lil Nas X, bugging, period. And my son, my son is not, I mean, of course, he goes to church. You know what I'm saying? We talk about God. We have faith, and you know what I'm saying, and things like that. There's a lot of kids that was just like, and I was asking too, like, yo, y'all saw that video? How y'all felt? Bugging the fuck out. Like, that's a whole term I've been hearing. Bugging the fuck out. And again.
But Joe, that's a good thing.
Artistic, only one. But then I think a lot of people. But again, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Because they're going to push the content anyway. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Fuck Lil Nas X. Let's forget him for a second.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the cameraman that filmed that shit. Right? Let's talk about the money that went behind paying the cameraman. Let's talk about the money in the production studio. The writers that sat down, the people that sat there and said, you know what? This is an amazing idea. He didn't do that by himself.
No.
There's so many people that okayed that, approved that, and said, fuck out of here. We are putting this shit out. So,
but Joe, how many times do we see that? Do we see people say and do things, especially whether they be celebrities, entertainers, rich people, and they continue to do things because or say things because they say, look, no press is bad press.
Yep.
If we shock the world, we'll get everyone talking and that'll be good.
So that way, if somebody, my cuz on Instagram, this is a segue what you just said. She says she feels like the video may symbolize his inner demons of his identity versus acceptance from others. That's a very good point because I was thinking that too. What'd you think of that, Jay?
That's a fascinating point. And it can be very valid because you know what? What you or I can't do, Joe, is understand or fully
exactly
get into his mind or know what it feels like or understand his experiences and where he's come from. Like,
it was dope though. I can't even in how Kanye West says it in a beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy. Like how he named that album. In a way, when I watched it, I was like, this shit is kind of fly though. Like the way the colors, the way like the, I ain't even going front. That shit was an artistic ass video right there. I give them that.
But
he might even win the award for that shit.
But I'm telling you this much though. Anything can be used to help lure, to help make people feel less, like, you know, less uncomfortable with some of the images they saw. It can now help change a narrative to sit here and say, let's talk about the art of it and not talk about the, you know, the symbolism of it. And if those symbols are reflections of other things that he thinks about or other things that he's a part of.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wouldn't know that unless we really heard that from himself. But I want to sit here and say this, too. All the visuals aside, I have on a Nike hat. Nike does a lot of good things.
That's a great segue.
People in the community.
It's a great way to the sneakers. Come on.
I got on Nike flip-flops.
I got those.
Nike hooks people up.
We got on Nike.
I got on Nike black basketball shorts.
Yeah. What socks you got on, G? What socks you got on? He got on the Nike hoodie. Nike sweatshirt.
What he really messed himself up?
Yep.
Or whoever's working with him.
I was gonna say,
they could
produced on their own, and they created 160 pairs. And it's like me and you going to the warehouse and saying, we're going to buy 666 pairs of Air Max 90s, right? Whatever. What is it, 91, 95?
You got
whatever.
The 97s.
Oh, the 97s. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why I know that. But the 97s, and they just put, it's not really blood. It's not really confirmed blood. I think it's blood-like. It looks like blood. But the fact that they put the 666 on it, then they put the symbol on it, then they put the blood. Y'all doing too fucking much. That's all I'm saying.
And they put a biblical verse from the book of Luke that references references Lucifer.
Yes. What up?
Transfer from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think to all of those things, we have to just.
Neek, what up?
You can't do that. I'm like, bro, you know Nike will come for you, and. And no matter how or what people may think or feel,
so hard right now.
I am not going to feel a single ounce of sympathy if Nike tries to take him to the bank.
Every time I see a pair of Air Max 97s now, I'm just going to look, say the devil's in there. That's all I'm saying. I'm good. The devil is in them sneakers, and I'm not wearing no sneakers with the devil in it. But I just want to, you know, harp on that. Nike is suing them. I think Nike's got the right, because you're like, yo, don't be taking my sneaker and doing some dumb shit with it. Specifically, shit like that. You're putting blood in it. You're putting biblical symbols. I'm suing you dumb hard right now. And I feel like that's what Nike's saying right now. We got a brand to protect right now.
Yeah. So. You know, I want to, on another serious note, I don't know if this was in the notes, but I want to mention this real quick.
Go ahead.
Because something very important is happening before we get to the lighter stuff. We've seen the Derek Chauvin trial, the man who murdered.
Yes, sir.
George Floyd.
Yep.
I'm glad to see that there was national coverage the first day. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that the court allowed for the cameras to be in the courtroom. I want to sit here and tell everyone, I think it's important to be informed, but if it's too heavy and it's too triggering, remove yourself from it, because it is a lot.
Yes, sir.
And when they showed that video, when I heard the testimony from two underage young girls, they can't even be seen because they're underage when everything happened.
Yep.
From the brother who was recording and then had to call 911 on 911.
Isn't it crazy how history has given us endless, I'm going to say bottomless. You know how you be at brunch, bottomless? We've gotten bottomless examples, countless, unlimited examples of police video. We've gotten, I'm going back to as far as Emmett Till. We didn't have video, but we saw what happened. And it's, I'm going to do Diallo. You know what I'm saying? It's just like fast forward to now to George Floyd. And it's just like, you know, listen, I'm telling you, it's only so long you're going to push us to that point, bro.
If they find this man not guilty.
Listen,
this is the beginning of the end. Because I'm telling you, after everything that has happened, Sean Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Breonna Taylor.
Ahmaud Arbery. I think we mentioned him. Yeah.
Yo, but recently, the fact that they didn't even think to bring charges up for Breonna Taylor hurt people so much. The fact that, you know, you've gotten through to this point, and yes, then, sir. You know, it's kind of like Trayvon Martin's case. With Trayvon Martin's case. And, you know, Florida is fucking insane.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to Miami. They should be on their chill shit when I get down there. I'm telling you that right now.
Look, if this jury does not do what they know they saw and convict this man.
It said they're not going to be happy until people ride in the streets and they can control the narrative of painting us as gangs. It's sad. It's true.
And that's what they want to do. They want to do that again. But I'm trying to tell you, this time, if they do it, it's going to be more than just riding in the street.
Listen, I'm going to say this.
It is going to get ugly.
You thought the ride of Rodney King back in the early 90s was some shit. Listen, if you thought Capitol Hill on January 6th was some shit, you ain't seen a goddamn thing. If we just
get... Yeah, I was about to say. You thought the Capitol was crazy?
Capitol?
Come on, man. That's the thing.
The power to the people. If we come out there in the movement, it's more of us. But I don't want to... And spark or, you know.
Incite violence or anger. I get that. And we don't want to do that.
Podcast at all. We're not those
types. But I want us to be very clear that.
Very clear.
Unfortunately, we feel this way because, like you said, we've had countless amount of times where we've seen the system completely just sit here and show us that they do not give a damn about our lives, who or what we are. And the fact and how they try to paint a picture of you, even when you look at Derek Chauvin's defense attorney. Now I understand he has a job to do and to make a case, but the things that he said, like, it is disgusting how they try to paint a picture of a man.
And I gotta stop watching it too, because that's the thing. You be tied to CNN watching that shit. My damn nose is be you be, you know, and that's the thing. You don't want to sit there and watch the news, but I mean. It's hard not to, you know? You want justice. You know what I'm saying?
And you
want
to be informed. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I want to know what's happening, but at the same time, I know it's a lot. So if it's a lot, it's okay to remove yourself from it.
Listen,
it's okay to ask a few questions. If you don't want to be bothered, it's okay to not be bothered. All of us know
it is a lot.
What it is that we want to see, and that's justice. Mm-hmm. What it is that we're demanding, and that's justice. And anything else is unacceptable, point blank, period. And on that,
I got a lighter note for y'all.
Let's go.
Talking about a lot. You know, I have a lot of guilty television. You know, we all have that show we like to watch, binge. This is a perfect segue. My guilty pleasure is Hoarders. I've started this new review where I watch the episodes and I just talk how I feel.
It comes off as
if I could tell you, but I mean you gotta watch. It's on my IGTV. And I was watching an episode yesterday with this guy Donald, and I'm talking like I know the guy, like we've known each other for years. But the shit I was seeing at this mother, and it's so sad because they be wanting to have a conversation with these folks. Like, oh my God, let's have a conversation with him. We can't understand why he's living like this. It's been 3 years. He's got trash piled up. He's sleeping on the deck. You like, honestly, let's just burn this fucking house down and put this motherfucker in a home. Let's just, like, why are we here? Why are we wasting 40 minutes trying to figure out why Donald doesn't? But it's just, I was researching it. It's a mental disorder, bro. It's a mental disorder. Holding on to things that are worthless, unsanitary items that mean nothing. They have no value to you. This motherfucker was had a pickup truck and was picking up furniture everywhere he went. Like, what are you doing? You don't even have company like that. I'm trying to figure out, what do you need all this furniture for? It was killing me, son, but.
Yo, it was so funny to watch, y'all. If y'all can, go on Joe's Instagram TV. Let me tell you, it was so funny because you see how we're talking right now amongst each other? Like, I kid you not, Joe is looking at the TV, talking to every character, whether it's Don, I forget the girlfriend's name, the damn city wife. Official.
You want to sit up there. And they all sit up there and be like, I don't know why the house. Well, you living like, with them. What the hell are you doing?
Like, he like, Nancy. Come on, Nancy. I was like, the funniest thing. I said, only time, like, when Joe put, like, angry educator, you know, disciplined dad voice in, talking to her. And I'm like, it was the funniest thing. Because, you know, Joe be like this. Where, you know, he got this, look. You know, that when dad picked that tone up. Joe had that tone the whole time I was crying with everybody.
But
he's like, how the city gonna sit here and find him? He ain't do nothing about it.
You know how how bad and dirty your fucked up your house got to be when they send a representative from the city to your house to let you know that you need to clean this shit up. That is the warning shot fired. Clean the fuck up. Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah,
but
that was too
funny. Other news, Derrick Jacks has figured out a way.
Oh, Derrick Jackson.
I call him Jax because this nigga think he from Mortal Kombat. You fucking don't trust a nigga.
You know what you about to do, Joe? Let's get ready to finish him.
I'm about to finish this nigga. That's why I'm calling him Jack. He did some Jack shit. He got caught cheating. Those been watching. He's been in this car outside his side joint's house filming these videos apparently, and he had his wife on what was that IG? He was sitting there. He had her in the bonnet.
Yeah,
And it was depressing, bro. I mean, I know we didn't get to talk about it last week, but I had to bring this back. This dude, you know, he's fucking it up for a lot of dudes. That's really what I'm getting at right now. He's fucking up for a lot of dudes. And on top of that, I'm just like, why was she sitting there with that bonnet with that damn face like that? I'm trying to figure out, captive? What was happening, Jay, in that?
I don't know. I'll tell you this much. The one thing which I cannot stand about any person and why a lot of men, what people don't understand why men were like happy, not happy, not to see, you know, his marriage fall, or it wasn't a happiness to like see the wife hurting. It's the fact that, you know, this man would constantly put other brothers down and other people down to elevate himself.
Yep.
when you have to put someone else down to elevate yourself,
that's corny.
That shit is whack. That's corny. Yep. That's unacceptable. We can't rock like that. We can't rock with you. And you do all of that to come across like this whole simp, to garner the attention and the money from followers and people on the internet who you don't even know. And your everything at your whole home is messed up.
Yep.
Like, bro, those type of men need that type of woman, because if he's in the forefront, he's outside, he knows what's going on. He should have been very mindful of how they presented everything. No PR, no friends, nobody to tell him. You might not want to make a video grabbing your wife like this, and your wife look like she's in the sunken place and is not ready to handle. And she's not ready to handle these type of questions or the type of energy that you know the internet's going to give. Because they're going to meme you. They're going to roast you. They're going to do all of that. And you're bringing that on. You brought all of that on to her, and she never asked for any of it. So now, that's sucker shit. And I can't subscribe to sucker shit. Period.
I felt that when you just said that just now.
And we owe it to ourselves to not have to put another, as black men, brothers, we do not need to put another brother down to elevate yourself.
Yeah.
You do not need to put another sister down to elevate yourself.
Don't.
Stop doing it. It's sucker shit. We're not subscribing to it. It's not okay. You're not getting any love for it.
Hold on. It's hella birthdays today. Shout out to my bro, my bro. It's his birthday today. My bro Rich. Okay. Who else? Who else we got today?
You know who birthday it is today, Joe?
Who?
It's Toya's birthday.
What?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Toya.
Shout out to Toya, our favorite bartender from brunch. The real one.
Who else? Oh, wasn't it? What's his name's birthday? I saw her on your IG. What's her name's birthday? Oh, man.
Oh, it's Maz. Yeah.
Yes.
Yo, happy birthday, Maciel. Happy birthday, my homegirl, Cecilia.
Yes.
My boo, yo. Let me tell you something. My boos, all my homies. Shout out to my whole Antigua gang. My Antigua gang, we celebrating heavy. My homie Mel. Happy birthday, Mel.
Hey, it's a lot happening. And I think
a lot. Aries gang.
Hold on. I think it's a perfect time. And you know, shout out to Tiff. Tiff couldn't join us tonight. She'll be back with us next week. Everything is good. But Final Four has been quietly happening behind the scenes in America. The tournament is going on for the men and women. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't been paying attention to it. I've seen Gonzaga is goddamn undefeated.
I have.
You know what I'm saying? Baylor and Houston. The Final Four is Baylor versus Houston, Gonzaga versus UCLA. The Final Four kicks off Saturday at 8:30. Who you got? Who you got for the men? Let's talk about the men first.
I had Gonzaga winning it all for the men.
Gonzaga.
And the women. And the women's side, we got UConn versus Arizona. And we have Stanford versus South Carolina. I had UConn winning it all. Joe, you missed a phenomenal Elite Eight game. Baylor versus UConn.
I saw the highlights.
What'd you think? That was a foul.
First of all, shout out to my bro in the back, one of my producers in the back. He said he yelled up, that was a foul.
It was.
No, it looked like I think it was a foul, but that's a tough position to put a referee in the tournament to go on to the next round. It looked like it, but that's a tough call, because sometimes I think sometimes you freeze up. Even though you paid to call that, sometimes
I think so too.
And you just that little second of
not Joe. You're right, Joe.
In these games, it's not that he didn't want to. I think he froze or she froze. Because sometimes it happens with the women too. You go to call and you like, oh shit, I should have called that. Like,
but the thing about it though is, in watching that whole game, there was a lot of calls missed on both sides.
Definitely.
And I was just like, it really bothered me to see, like, you know, some of these officials in these biggest games are missing calls. And it seems like we're seeing that a lot more now. Like, even with replays.
Calling it tighter.
They're missing things here and there. We'd be like, wait. I mean, the ability to look in the replay?
You're just getting thrown out of games now. Like we getting, you're paying all this money to come see these NBA players. And you're throwing them out in overtime. Like, a 30 seconds into overtime. Like, you're killing it from a fan.
Oh, the third quarter, that Devin Booker technical against LA was horrible. But I want to mention something. As much as we were talking about the games, and the games have been good, I want to shout out all of the collegiate athletes, men and women in every sport.
Shout out to the HBCUs too, doing this.
Yes, indeed. I want to sit here and acknowledge the fact that they have been using their platform to sit here and say that they are not property of the NC2A. The NC2A are some of the biggest pimps in the whole wide world. There's no way you're going to tell me, well, we offer you a scholarship, but these kids are bringing in hundreds of millions and billions of dollars.
Deserve.
And you still get to write yourself off as a tax-free entity?
Yeah, word.
You gotta be kidding me. These kids need to be able to go afford some food. If they want to sign an autograph, If the kid wants something to eat, let the kid eat and it not be a damn violation. Like, I agree. Shut up. They've been doing it for years. They've been doing it under the table. It's better that these kids have these things up front.
Yep.
And people know what it is earlier.
And they get hip to the lingo and the culture of it too.
Bro, they want to hide under the fact that it's amateurism. Cut it out. Stop playing. We not here for it.
I got two words for you, JP. You ready?
Yeah.
LaMarcus Aldridge. For those that don't know who LaMarcus Aldridge is, power forward for the used to be San Antonio Spurs. Prominent power forward. I wouldn't say elite, but definitely a very above power forward. At one point, he was at his pinnacle, and he should have stayed in Portland. But he left San Antonio, took a buyout, and he landed himself on the Brooklyn Nets, who also recently got Blake Griffin. So I want to ask you, since we're talking about, we're going to get to Lakers and the Drummond next, because I think this is what it's going to. Is this enough? Besides the bullshit, hey, they going over there. We get it. Hey, they realize they ain't got it. They went there to try to win a ring. I ain't mad at it. My question is, Jay, is this enough to get you a ring?
It should be.
It should be. Doesn't sound like it is, though.
It should be. And the reason why I won't say it is because if there's one person who I won't bet against, it's LeBron James, man. And Tom Brady.
We've
if there's
seen
two
that.
Athletes I won't bet against, it's Brady and LeBron. Because their will to and their desire and their ability to bring others up around them to elevate their levels.
And Kyrie's not even playing, right? Kyrie hasn't been playing. Am I correct? Well, he has.
He's playing now. He didn't go on a road trip because he had some family issues.
He always got some shit going on. God damn.
But you know, this is a completely different generation, you know.
True.
And as men in our 30s, Joe, we're seeing some of these guys in their late 20s and early 20s be extremely sensitive to criticism, to backlash. They do not like. And I wonder what your take on it is. Like, why does it seem to be like there as though there's such a huge divide? I feel as though the media used to be way harsher. We grew
way
up in
harsher,
New York.
Harder
oh,
players.
My goodness.
Harder-nosed players playing in the NBA that wouldn't accept that.
So bro, they were hard on college players. Think about the pressure that those guys when they were in the city had.
Yeah.
Like, think about those old, like, those St. John's teams with, like, you know, Omar Cook, Bootsy Thornton. Those teams, like, they were hard, and these were college kids.
But the way they call the games, the way the games are officiated in general, makes the games softer. But even in the East, though, like right now, I'm looking at the Eastern Conference records right now. We're gonna get to the West in a second. The Nets are in first place. So, and it's still, I'm gonna be honest, it's like a 7-8 game swing right now in the Eastern Conference. The Knicks are in fifth. Shout out to my Knicks. Fighting back. They were a little lower a couple weeks ago. They're fighting back 23. They're a little over 500, 24 and 23. But I mean, listen to the top six teams in the East. The Nets are first, 76ers, Milwaukee, Charlotte. Who would have knew Charlotte is the fourth best team in the
You think they're going to stay there because of the injury? You think they're going to stay there with Ball's injury?
I mean, it's hard to tell. They got a couple veterans. The Knicks at fifth, and then Miami is floating at sixth. Those are the top six teams. And then outside the bubble, when I say outside the bubble, I mean you want to get a higher seed in the East. The seventh seed and the eighth seed is the Hawks and the Celtics. But anybody really paying attention to them right now? It's all about the Knicks taking their way. And I don't know if that's enough. Going back to my question, you know, they don't have a legit big. DeAndre Jordan is playing like he lost his Space Jam powers all of a sudden. But I'm going to tell you what it is. He don't got nobody setting him up. So he looks like an average big man right now. Like an average, I got six fouls, I'm going to grab some rebounds, and that's it. But when Chris Paul had him, Chris Paul had that man almost dropping 20 a game, 20 rebounds, and he was involved in the offense. You get what I'm saying? So, like, that goes to show you. That goes to show you right there. But
personnel makes a huge difference. So
speaking of, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think personnel makes a huge difference. We could keep talking about this, but I'm still curious on the divide of why. Like, did Stephen A. had a whole thing with Russell Westbrook and his wife, Michael Rapaport, and Kevin Durant had a whole issue, and Michael Rapaport publicly put out the private DM messages that Kevin Durant sent to him. And don't get me wrong, these athletes do make good points in some of their takes.
Right.
But I also think that as fans and people who may not be pros, who do understand the game and how it works, and you've shown for how many years that your particular style of play or lack thereof makes a huge difference in the amount of success that you're able to attain, and what you feel is or isn't out of bounds. Like, it's just weird to me. I don't know if I should be upset. I don't know if I should be like, because I don't want to call them soft. I understand that times have changed. I understand that the world has changed, and we need to be more aware of that. But I don't know if we're getting too far away, like just being like, you know what, just let them do whatever.
Right.
Like, is there no accountability? Is there some? Where do we kind of draw that line? You know, help me out, Drew.
It's the generations have changed. The game is different. And I think that's just the proof is in the pudding. The game has changed. They're calling the game differently. You got different types of players in the league. I think players with that just stood for different things back then in terms of team and, you know, what it meant to the commitment of the game. So I just think things are just different now. I mean, we see it with all the swaps. Like, for example, Andre Drummond on the Lakers. Come on. Like I think that I think, don't get me wrong, I was telling G, because, you know, this is a Lakers house. I'm a Phoenix Suns. Shout out to the Phoenix Suns, by the way. Second overall in the West. Right behind Utah, who I don't believe. I'm saying it right now, Jay. I don't believe them. You might as well give Phoenix number one.
Shout to my guy, Donovan Mitchell. Bro. Shout to the city. Shout to RJ.
Got the same thing they had last year, damn near. They ain't going. They're not winning the West. And I got them losing
this. Shout to the man, man. Donovan Mitchell been cold since... I remember when my boys was coaching him young.
Bro, they don't got enough if they playing. If they playing in Portland, they don't got enough. If they playing the Lakers, they don't got enough. If they playing the Nuggets, they don't got enough.
He cut from that cloth, Joe. Donovan cut from that cloth. I'm telling you.
After Donovan, Rudy Gobert's not scoring. Bojanovic, that dude, he could shoot, but They don't got
Joe, if Bogdanovich was playing in the bubble and Conley was healthy and had a whole year like he did now, does Denver come back 3-1 against Utah?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh.
But Denver just got Aaron Gordon. Ain't no need for that now. Now they got
You right.
Athletic big. He's not even athletic big. He plays like an athletic big, which is fine. But they got him, Joker, Jamal now, and Michael Porter Jr.'s balling.
Yeah.
Denver got better than me. And I think if they run into Utah, they're gonna leave Utah in Utah. God damn it.
That all great points. I can't argue.
The West is shaky. If we break down the top six teams in the West, you got Utah, Phoenix, Clippers, the Lakers, the Nuggets, and then the Trailblazers. Then you got the bubble teams, which you're not worried about. I mean, Dallas.
No, you got to worry about Dallas.
Dallas, you got, because you know Luka could push a series to 7 by himself. I ain't even going front.
I was about to say.
But the Spurs, they just lost Aldridge, so it's really a dub.
But he wasn't playing for like a month, Joe, and you could never count a Popovich team coached out. Like, the West, I think, is more difficult because with Pop, I think anything is possible, and those guys play hard, and they're still very good.
I think the Nets would have been better if they had Spencer Dinwiddie. I would think
they need him.
They need him from a defensive standpoint to guard twos on the best.
But when you have all of those guys, you're not going to outscore them. And they move, and the pace of play is so fast, Joe.
We know damn well a good defense and mismatches can negate all that scoring shit. Because let me tell you
something. I understand. But this is why.
A big standpoint that's going to match up versus any good team in the West. Any good team in the West. They don't have no bigs that can score. It's over.
This is why I'm telling you.
I want to see the Nets. Excuse me, the Lakers. I would love to see that. I kind of want to see. It's not going to happen because I don't think something's going to happen and the law of attraction is not going to let us see it. We've been here before. I don't think it's going to be Lakers and the Nets. I think it's going to be either. I mean, I don't see the Nets making it even to the Eastern Conference. I see the Nets losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm keeping it all the way.
Philly, right?
Yo, Philly is good, son. When you
that's the only team.
Who's Joel Embiid, son?
But he's been out for over 3 weeks now.
You're keeping him out because you know damn well if he's healthy, Brooklyn ain't got nothing for him. I watched him when they played Brooklyn. They got nothing for him.
You think they keeping him out longer than he needs to?
I would give him an extra 2 weeks. Yes, because you need him for the playoffs at this point.
I get, there's no need to rush him back.
Because think about it. Let's go back to the standings real quick. Even if the Sixers drop to 4, 5, or 6.
Which they won't.
I still can't see nobody in the East. Even what you going to put Giannis on? Nah, they got no bigs in the East that can stop that man. Literally.
Nah, they don't.
My player. If he decides to dominate, they're going to go all the way to the Eastern. And then you got Ben running the floor. Philly is nice.
They got shooters now with Curry.
They got Doc. So I'm.
They got shooters. And Doc will have them playing defense.
I'm saying James Harden has yet to show up in a playoff series. That matters. Let's just say that. Kevin Durant has been there. So you're getting all this rhythm to give it back to Kevin Durant. Let's just be honest.
It's
a lot that we got to see
them. It's easier to reincorporate Embiid into Philly's offense and system than it is for them to reincorporate Kevin Durant with Brooklyn.
But also, when the Lakers get LeBron, AD back healthy, and you got now Drummond at the 5, let's just think about this for a second. You have squared up the paint for good now. There's no rebounds. Because you got AD Roman and you got Drummond on the backdrop. That's a better upgrade than Dwight Howard right now to me.
Yeah, for sure.
What's good, Glenn? I see you. I see you, Unc. I see you, baby. I think the Lakers really got something. And they're not even concerned about nothing because they dealing with the West. They're like, if we see y'all there, we see y'all there. But let me tell you something. Phoenix, watch out for them. Watch out for Chris Paul with Devin Booker and that young bull DeAndre Ayton, because they're gonna be a tough out too. The West is gonna be more competitive, I think.
But listen, I'm gonna tell you this much though about the East. While it may say, okay, the West is more competitive,
yeah,
the mere fact that all of these teams are like right here between, yep, like if there's no different once you get between Charlotte, the Knicks.
That's it, really.
No. Think about it like this, Joe. Charlotte, the Knicks, Boston, Atlanta, Indiana.
It gets scarce right there, bro.
Those six, but bro, hear me out. They're not going to win the championship in Miami, but they're so evenly matched. You can have great series. You don't have a championship team, but the way Miami looks, New York looks,
Miami look good.
Charlotte, if they get ball back, Atlanta, Indiana, I think you got 5 to 6 teams,
yep,
that are mirroring each other. And Boston, records are the same. They're inconsistent. But when they go, you can get good matchups. And depending on the styles, you can have fun watches.
Yeah, the East is going to be more exciting to watch because everybody matches up pretty much evenly in terms of size and teams and who don't have a big or who don't got this player. So I think the East is going to be more like a dogfight, even though Brooklyn is the favorite. It's still going to be a dogfight in the playoffs.
It's still Brooklyn and Philly. It's still Brooklyn and Philly and then Brooklyn everybody else.
Has to stay healthy for it even to be a chance. Let somebody go down and it's over. So that's the problem with them. They can't afford no injuries. But, man, listen, man. We got to get to the pro tip.
Yes.
Every week, my guy JT gets your week right. He gets you ready for your weekend. And, you know, I've even heard, we was in Atlanta, and I heard G go, real shit. He said some shit, and at the end of it, he was like, "Yeah, that's some pro tip shit, nigga. That's some JP shit."
So what I be salute to the super producer G.
Some super shit that he said that was clean, and he said, "Yeah, that's a pro tip. Like you can't be doing no dumb shit. That's a pro tip. Don't do that." So what I need to do? Give us the pro tip, Jay. Let's do it, baby. All
right, man. Let me tell you something right now. I wanted to highlight.
You got to make sure, because we missed last week, so I know you're going to come with it right now.
I want to highlight something that I think is extremely important. And I wanted to make sure I said it because it's Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. I know people say, you know, oh, we got to support each other. We got to do these things. It's Black History Month every year, every month. It's Women's History Month every month. But I came across something from Oprah Winfrey, which I thought was really, really dope and just fitting to tie a ribbon on everything for the end of this month. And I just think it's so important with everything that we're going through. And it's about finding your calling. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a calling. And your real job in life is to figure out as soon as possible what that is, who you were meant to be, and to begin to honor that in the best way possible for yourself. Let me say that again. Everyone listening, watching, has a calling. You have a calling. Yes, you. And your real job, not just what you get paid to do, your real job and your purpose. I'm going to add that word because I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
In life is to figure out as soon as possible what it is, who you were meant to be, and to begin to honor that in the best way possible for yourself. When you know that and when you get to that point, my goodness, the amount of peace, the amount of not stressing about the things that we can't control, not allowing others to get the best of us, manifesting our real destiny and purpose,
yep,
for what it is that we're doing, that's when it happens.
it.
So everyone has a calling that we must find. Let's try our best to figure it out. Whether you guys write it down, talk to someone about it, read different things, like find it, use it, and let's make it happen.
You heard him. One more time from my guy JP with the pro tip. Getting you right. We held it down. You know what I'm saying? We getting to that point where, you know, we got to highlight a few things. You know, it's a big weekend. It's April Fool's weekend. If you in Connecticut, Norwalk, Connecticut, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut at BJ Ryan's with the Unhinged Comedy Entertainment. My guy James T. Moore is my special guest. Two shows. That's right. This Friday, April 2nd, two shows, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And then if you in Jersey on Saturday, April 3rd, I'm at Arugas. Three shows, 5, 7:30, and 10. I'm with the gang. My guy from Jersey, Will Wright, Big Mama Badass, and my guy Emerson Stryson. The gang is there. Three straight shows. Link is in my bio. Get some tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? What else? I got a shout out. Gotta shout out the support, you know, and of course, you know, come on now. You already know what it is, man. You already
know.
Talk about it.
You know what it is.
Talk about it, Jay.
You know what it is. Lloyd's Carrot Cake, come see us uptown. 6087 Broadway, Riverdale, New York. Come get your cake. You know it's Easter Sunday coming up. Mm-hmm. I know some of y'all gonna get y'all bun and cheese and hard dough bread. Make sure you get all your Easter desserts. We rocking. We got everything.
I think Jason, you got to get, especially with the Easter coming, Easter Sunday.
You Passover, know Easter Sunday's this weekend.
Hit them up.
Come get your Easter cakes.
Don't DM me talking about
treats.
No, I'm not bringing you nothing. No.
Go to the store. Place your calls. Check online. We have that international delivery right now.
And if you want to support the show, always, I got to drop this too while it's early. You want to support the show, we got Regina Nelson, our monthly supporter. Shout out to her.
What up, Regina?
Shout out to Lloyd's Carrot Cake. You know, Lloyd's Bakery holding us down. We got Comedy Come Up supporting it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out
to Comedy Come Up.
If you want to support, there it is. I'm going to leave it up there. But go ahead, Jay.
Yes. Yo, Joe.
Yeah.
Tomorrow or Friday, gotta hook you up with the cake. I'll get you some cake while you're here.
We need to go over there. I need to pull up.
We're gonna do that.
Listen,
we are going to do that.
Let's go with the money.
We can do it tomorrow. We definitely go tomorrow.
Time you get uptown. Matter of fact, we're gonna talk off here.
We'll talk offline.
We'll talk offline.
I want to say big happy birthday. Shout out to everyone. I know we mentioned them a few earlier, but a lot of my day ones been celebrating. Happy birthday, Danielle. Happy birthday, Cece. Yep. Yo, Maz, happy birthday.
What's up with
Maz? Shout to my homegirl Q. Happy birthday, Kiana. Oh, my goodness. Mel. Oh, my goodness. Britt. We going up for my Aries gang heavy this weekend.
We going up.
Shout out to my homie P. It's a lot of us out here.
Shout out to everybody on Instagram checking, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the retweets. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Queens checking in.
Yes.
Brooklyn, Staten Island. All that. All the check-ins. I see y'all on the
Twitter. Atlanta's still listening too. Oh,
Atlanta, what up?
Another thing too, y'all. Make sure you realize. Oh, we didn't talk about Joe? What? The fact that weed is now legal according to Governor Cuomo.
In my eyes, weed been legal in New York, but that's another comment. Fuck Cuomo.
That's the discussion right there. We know it's been legal. But what we need people to do on a serious note, we need our politicians, like we talked about before, with the importance of voting. Yep. We need to hold them accountable. So that means everybody who ever been locked up on some BS charge.
That's
for
fact.
Holding a nickel or a dime or for selling a couple of ounces, that needs to be expunged, deleted, removed. I want everybody off the Rikers, everybody out of MC, anybody.
I want that weed ticket when I was 18 off my record, Cuomo.
Or get rid of it, period.
But
because that's not
everybody.
Because we're not criminalizing people for things that we now are sitting here saying is very legal, and we about to start taxing the hell out of for more that's white people to get rich. Not happening.
You're right about
that. So if you see them still not doing it, we calling everybody out. Well, I know I am.
It's funny.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
No, you good.
I think, look, we can't allow that bullshit to keep flying.
Please support the show. Please catch up on the past episodes. This episode will be up in 48 hours. Follow us on Instagram at the Afterthought Podcast.
Yes, sir.
I'm your man, Joe Hill.
It's your boy, JP. Rest in peace, Nip.
And this is what it feels like.
That's how you end it. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll see y'all next week.
Peace. Holla. Shit, what up? The only reason I survive. Get your she products. Get your she wear.
Stressful thirst. Niggas gonna test you. See what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes. No one up from pressure first. Peace.